7.4.
The main hazard when maneuvering a helicopter close to power lines is the risk of a collision with the line. So before commencing work, it's essential for the crew to have detailed information about weather conditions, especially wind direction and speed. Operating in very windy weather is obviously out of the question. The pilots involved in live line work are highly trained and experienced, and their expertise is arguably the crucial factor in ensuring safety. Another hazard is snagging, as at certain times, the platform will momentarily be attached to the power line and to the helicopter, leaving the aircraft tethered. It's essential, therefore, that the cable is equipped with a tension release mechanism, so that if the helicopter pulls away suddenly for any reason, the cable can break free. To prevent electrocution and burns from arcing currents, the crew on the platform wear hot suits. These have stainless steel threads which channel the electricity around the technician's body, allowing the 400,000-volt supply to flow between the power line and the platform. The suits also have a fireproof lining to provide protection from heat. And eye protection is worn as a protection against flashes from electric arcs. Again, training is one of the key factors in ensuring safety. As a precaution against mechanical failure, the suspension cable, platform, and all associated equipment are systematically inspected before each operation to check for damage. And the helicopter is maintained in line with aviation regulations. One additional precaution is taken regarding the helicopter's engines. Only twin-engine craft are used for live line work, so that if an engine fails, the pilot can still land safely.